This is episode 276 of Jumblethink.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Jumblethink, where we interview amazing dreamers, makers, innovators, and influencers about their journey of turning dreams and ideas into reality. Along the way, we're going to share some tips on how you can turn your own dreams and ideas into reality too. On today's show, I'm going to give you some tips on what you need to remember when chasing big ideas and dreams. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime fan, if you haven't subscribed to Jumblethink, right now is the time to do it. How do you do it? Well, head on over to your favorite place to listen to podcasts, search for Jumblethink, and click that magical subscribe button. That way you never miss an episode of Jumblethink. Now let's jump into today's conversation all about remembering what matters. Hey there, welcome to Jumblethink. My name is Michael Woodward. I am your host. We have a very, very, very fun show for you today. Today we're talking all about the power of remembering what really matters to you when you're chasing those dreams and ideas. Before we do that, we want to take a moment to thank our friends over at Penji for sponsoring today's show. Penji is your source for unlimited graphic design at a low monthly subscription rate. As a listener of Jumblethink, they're giving you 15% off your first month. Head on over to Penji, PENJI.co. Use the code Jumble and get that 15% off. On today's show, we are back to giving you some tips about chasing those dreams and ideas. Often when we give tips, though, we are focusing on the how-tos of chasing your dreams, how to make your ideas become a reality, how to do the thing. But there are things that you shouldn't do. And today, specifically, we're talking about things you need to remember not to forget. Remembering what matters in that journey of chasing the dreams and ideas. I know for me, it is easy to get hyper-focused on all the dreams and ideas I have, whether it's a bucket list item, a thing I want to accomplish, or a business idea, or even just something I want to create, something I believe in. It is easy to get hyper-focused on what you're doing, that you forget about what really matters. Now, we've all heard this story. The story goes something like this. And a guy has lived a long life, and he is at the end of his days. He's on his deathbed, and his friends and family come around him, and they ask the question, what do you wish you would have done before you died? They're asking that kind of, what do you regret in life question? And often the person answers with, I wish I would have taken more time for my family or friends, or I wish I wouldn't have worked so hard, or I wish I would have known that money isn't the thing that matters most in life. And you get these kind of interesting perspectives from a deathbed confession. I have been thinking about this a lot lately because I've had a series of friends and they have been impacted by this very element of death. Now, I know that sounds grim, but we're not going to hang here too long, so hang tight. You know, for them, one of them passed away after battling brain cancer for a very short period of time. Now he was older, and so he had lived a fulfilled life, and he knew what mattered, and his family and him were able to reconcile what had gone on. For another friend, they recently lost their daughter, who was very young, to leukemia. And for them, they reconciled about this journey of faith and belief and life and death, and they had to wrestle with that and come to terms with what it means to lose a little one. And we seem to see more and more of these stories in culture around us through celebrities that are passing, or TV stars, or politicians, or people that have influenced us because of the book that they wrote. And we hear their stories. We hear what they've done, what they've encountered, and it brings to mind the question of life and death and what we live and die for. You know that here at Jumblethink, I often say that I believe you were created for purpose, that you have dreams and destinies inside of you, that those things matter and that you need to do that. You need to go create them, and that the world needs you to do it, to step up to the things you were created to do. And I truly believe that. But often in the journey of chasing big ideas and dreams, we get lost in the pursuit and we forget the things that matter. So today, instead of giving you tips on how to make your dreams and ideas a reality, I'm going to step back and give you tips about not missing out on the life that you're living today, not forgetting about the things that matter around you. And I'm going to give you some tips both about who and what you need to remember, but also things that are going to help you in that journey to see your dreams and ideas become a reality. Now, one of the myths right off the top I want to break is that we are so driven in our Western American society to succeed. And success often is something we don't define, but it's something that we put into our own life based on the definitions we see around us. Around with keeping up with the Joneses in the journey of chasing those dreams and ideas. I think that often these markers of quick success are one of the most detrimental to the journey of chasing big ideas and dreams. Many people give up chasing the dreams and ideas they have because it doesn't happen immediately. And in the hustle and grind of chasing dreams and ideas, it is easy to be overwhelmed by what is perceived as failure, often self-inflicted failure, because we haven't arrived to a specific place, a specific achievement as quickly or as well as we had perceived was going to happen. Our presupposition, our view of what's going to happen based on our experience. And today we're going to be talking about not only about the people and things you need to matter, but how that this actually plays in not to slow down making your dreams and ideas become a reality, but actually becomes a very powerful tool in that journey of chasing big ideas and dreams to really making those things become real in your own life. So today, that's what we're talking about. To remember what matters, to remember what is significant in this journey of chasing your dreams and ideas. Throughout today's show, I'm going to take a few moments here and there and ask you to pause and reflect. For you to truly make this an episode that is going to help you, you have to process these things. And if you're listening to this on radio, I encourage you to check it out in podcast form wherever you listen to podcasts. That doesn't mean that if you're listening to the show on one of the 17 radio stations or on streaming radio wherever you listen to this show, that you can't get something out of it. Just be intentional about, you know, figuring out what it is, what your answers are to these questions. And with that, are you ready to begin this journey to talk through the things that you need to remember when you're chasing those big ideas and dreams, the things that really matter in life? Well, before we do that, I want you to think about the dreams and ideas you have. I want you to think about the one big dream, the one big idea. What is that? Maybe for you, it's creating a business. For you, maybe it's a bucket list item. For you, it might be family related or career related or even just a simple little goal that you've been trying to accomplish in your life. No matter what it is, whether it's big or small, just think about that for a moment. What is that dream that is on the horizon for you right now? You may have put that dream off for one day. And you go, one day when everything aligns, I'm going to go chase these dreams and ideas. Or you might be going, you know what? I'm in the middle of this right now. And for each of you, whether you're in the beginning, the middle, or the end of the story of the specific dream you're thinking about right now, this episode is going to really help you through the pain points of chasing those dreams and ideas. Because when you remember what matters, it helps keep things in perspective. And I'm all for dreams and ideas happening, but you have to have perspective on the journey to keep the focus to make those dreams and ideas a reality. So are you ready to get started? Are you ready to have this conversation about things you need to remember when chasing those dreams and ideas? I hope you are, because here we go. The first thing you need to remember are the people around you. You need to remember your family and your friends. Often in the pursuit of dreams and ideas, we put those things, those relationships, to the side so that we can go full bore, all in, to chase those dreams and ideas. In doing such, we lose a lot of things. We leave memories on the table. We leave relationships fragmented because we don't make time for the people that matter. And this is time you will never get back. You will never get back the time that you forget the people around you. Time continues to go on, and some people will pass away, some will move away, and those seasons will forever change. So for you right now, The first thing I want you to think about for this specific item is, who's around you? Who are the people that matter to you? Who are the people that you care about? Could be a spouse, it could be your children, it could be your parents, it could be siblings, it could be those friends, whether they're college friends or even if they're friends at work. You need to think about those people. Think about your impact into their lives and how they may want you to be a part of their lives. Step back and think about how they impact you and how they've brought value, how they've brought beauty into your life that may for other reasons be missed if you are so focused on what you're doing. It's these relationships that help build our dreams and ideas. It's these relationships that build the support network that can help us continue to go on when things are good or bad. Relationships need to be nurtured. They need to be maintained. If you put a relationship to the side, the relationship will begin to have atrophy. It will begin to wear away. And so you hear about entrepreneurs that are so focused on their journey of making their dream, their business a success, that they lose marriages. They fracture relationships with their kids. Another part of this relationship piece that we need to remember is that these relationships should be relationships without expectation. We often think about the business owner who says, the next generation, my kids are going to take over this business and run it. But maybe that's not their dream, and maybe it is. So we have to have healthy understanding of the expectations we put on each other in these relationships as we chase the dreams, the ideas, the things we are moving towards. So number one, remember the people around you. For me, this is one of the areas I struggle because I'm doing this to help support our family. So it's easy to get the two mixed up, that you're doing something for your family, so therefore you're being with your family and it's a sacrifice. You're like, I'm sacrificing to do this so that my family can have the life that they want. But the reality is most of the time, what they really want is you. They want you to be a part of their life. Your kids want you. And in that complexity of providing and being present, we often move towards providing and forget to be present. I remember a few years ago that my wife and I were talking about this, and she's like, you work so hard. And what she was really saying is that we miss spending time with you. We miss being a part of what you're doing. And so for me, I had to step back and be more intentional about stepping into relationship as part of the dream. When we create dreams and ideas, it's not that we're hyper-focused on just creating that. We really need to step back and see the full picture of the lifestyle we're creating. And that should include the people around us. They need to be a part of what you're creating. They need you, and you need them. So don't forget this one. This is the one that many people burn the bridges and they lose their family, they lose their friends, and that's not something that is easy to get back. So when you're chasing those dreams and ideas, don't get lost in the dreams and ideas so much so that you forget the people around you. Number two on our list of things to remember when chasing those dreams and ideas is to remember who you are, and who you are isn't what you do. Often we have a problem of putting our identity in the actions that we have. Our identity is our job. It is our vocation. It is our dreams. And yes, they're a part of who we are, but they don't define who we are. And you have to remember, identity starts before the dream starts. You can't have amazing dreams unless you understand who you are. The dreams are birthed out of identity. And when you forget who you are in the journey of chasing dreams and ideas, you often get lost in the dream. The dream will then define you and your end-all be-all. And in doing such, you lose yourself. So always remember that who you are, your identity, is the foundation for what you do. It's the foundation for your jobs. It's the foundation for your vision. It's the foundation for those dreams. It's the foundation for those ideas. And that when you lose identity, you will lose the dream. You will lose the job because you will get lost in the job, lost in the dream. Think of how many celebrities you know who are doing really cool things, and then yet at somewhere along the line they seem to sell out to something that's not them, a value, a belief. They lose track of themselves and they get eaten by the dream, the idea. They get overwhelmed and they get filled with fear and they turn to addiction or into selling themselves into something that goes against their beliefs. And that's all coming back to a place of forgetting who you are. So remember, who you are isn't what you do. We're going to pause here for a moment. Who are you? What do you stand for? What do you believe in? What is the foundation of your character? Remember the things around you that define who you are. Remember the things that you're passionate about, that you believe in. And really make those the foundation, the cornerstone of building on top of for the dreams and ideas you have. Without a firm foundation, you won't stand for anything. So build that firm foundation and always remember it. Don't sell out for the need for more money. That won't fulfill you. But understanding who you are will help bring fulfillment. So in this journey, step back and remember who you are isn't what you do. Number three is actually one that is pretty prevalent in our society, especially from the angle of entrepreneurs, because of Simon Sinek. And, you know, he says start with why. I always start with who, because if you don't understand who you are, you can't start with why. Why is built on top of who. That's why we put that before this, to remember what you do isn't who you are. So that's important to keep the hierarchy of what's important, but you still need to remember your why. Why do you have this dream? Is it a specific financial goal that will be gained from the dream? Is it positioning? Is it an accomplishment? Is it a lifestyle or a status of a specific lifestyle you want? Is it philanthropic in nature and charitable and filled with compassion, and so you look at it from the standpoint of how it impacts others? Your dream and idea is good to remember, but you need to remember why that dream and idea is significant to you. Let me give you an example. For me, I love helping people turn their dreams and ideas into reality. I love helping them figure out who they are and what they're created to do. So doing this podcast, well, that's awesome, and I love it, and I love being able to meet the incredible people I meet and have the conversations around the podcast. You know what I really love? I love having a conversation with a person who says, you know what? I have a dream. I have an idea. I'm trying to figure out who I am, what I value. I love having these conversations about the dreams and ideas that lead us into the fulfillment of our purpose in life. And so for many of us, when we get into the dream and idea, we forget the things that matter to us, the why we're doing what we do. Your why might be related around your family. I want to do this dream or idea because it will give me more time to spend at home. That's an awesome why. You may say, I want to chase this dream and idea to be a travel writer because it will allow me to do the thing I love most, which is travel and see the world and meet people and create stories and experiences. You may be doing this because you want to achieve a place of financial stability and wealth and affluence so that you can give back to people in need. You have to remember your why in this journey of chasing big ideas and dreams. And often for many people in entrepreneurship, many people with big ideas and dreams, many people who are pursuing the things that matter to them, somewhere along the line, they forget their why and they lose the course, the chart of where they're going into. And they go into uncharted waters that aren't the direction that they want. They're not going to get them to the dreams that they have, because they get lost in the dream and idea and they forget why they're doing this. So remember the why you're doing this. Remember why it's significant to you. that leads perfectly into our fourth item. Remember what you stand for. In a culture and society, in a time in history where we're talking about what we stand against, that we're so focused on what we stand against, that we're so focused on the people we stand against, we forget what we stand for. We forget the values that drive us. We forget the things that matter. You have to, when you chase big ideas and dreams, remember what you stand for. This will be a guiding post on your journey of getting you to where your dreams and ideas are best fulfilled. You have a certain level of integrity that you expect on this journey. When you forget that, you sell out for something less than what you believe. There are certain beliefs that you have, and when you make a compromise and say, you know what, I'm wanting to see this dream and idea happen no matter the cost, you will write off what is significant for you, and you will go against your integrity. You have to remember what you stand for. It's easy to fight and stand up against what you stand against. But what will keep you going, what will keep you on the course to making those dreams and ideas a reality is what you stand for, not what you stand against. What you stand against will dilute your message because it will be these little moles, the whack-a-moles that pop up and you go, well, I stand against that, I stand against this, and I stand against that, that you forget the message that matters to you. That you forget the dreams that are guiding you towards the future that you want to create. When you are fighting against things, you're never standing for something. Let me give you an example. Let's say your big stand for is the environment. It's easy to say, I stand against people, or I stand against technologies, instead of standing for a healthy earth. You may say, I stand for democracy, but then you get into bitter fights between people that have nothing to do with democracy and have everything to do with politics. You're no longer standing for something, you're fighting against something. When you stand for something, you can have a voice that says, this is what is happening, but I see a new future. This is the way things have always been, but you know what? I see a new future we can create. When you stand against something, you're standing against what is today. When you stand for something, you're standing for a future you're creating. And you have to remember the future you're creating so that you can call other people towards that future, that you can call other people into that alternative reality of what could be, that you can create a picture that others are drawn towards instead of drawn against. What we're talking about is when you stand for something, you don't divide, you bring together. And in this pursuit of chasing dreams and ideas, you have to stand for something. And often in chasing dreams and ideas, we sell out our dreams and ideas for standing against things and staying instead of staying the course and staying focused on what we stand for. So what are you standing for? What do you believe? And how does your dream and idea allow you to stand for something? That brings me to item number 5, and that is faith. For me, understanding my identity comes from a place of faith. And I could have started out with this one, but I knew for some people this would be a non-starter, that this would be I'm checking out right now. But faith is so important. I happen to have Judeo-Christian views of a savior that came to save us from sin. And having that foundation of faith allows me to remember my identity, to remember who I am in this, to remember what I stand for. It is a guide along the journey. And in our society, it is easy to go to the least or worst places. I believe that there's a God that created us for something better than what we're creating today and calls us into a greater place. So for me, faith is the foundation even before identity. And for you, you need to reconcile your faith. It could be a level of standards, a morality that you believe in. It could be a deity. It could be a specific ethic. But you have to set that standard for yourself and make it a firm foundation. I'd invite you to really take time today to think about the foundation that you are building in this journey of chasing dreams and ideas. What is the faith that you believe in? And I could go on and on and on about faith. I'm going to pause right here, and another time we're going to go much more into this conversation about faith. But for today, that's my simple challenge for this thing to remember, which is faith is a foundation in which all other things are built. Your beliefs, your understandings, and your actions will be built upon the faith that you have, whether it's a Christian faith, whether it's a Hebrew faith, Jewish faith, whether it is an atheistic belief. It will be the foundation for everything else in the pursuit of chasing your dreams and ideas. It is the worldview you have. Well, that takes us through our first 5 tips. We're going to take a break here and then come back and join the conversation to continue the conversation around remembering what matters in the journey of chasing big ideas and dreams. Today's show is sponsored by our friends over at Penji. Here's a little bit more about what they are doing. Penji helps startups, agencies, small businesses, big corporation, marketing teams, and more achieve more with unlimited graphic design support at one flat monthly rate. Their easy-to-use online platform pairs you with a professional designer and lets you create as many design projects as you want. Think of it as your monthly subscription to top-notch design with no contracts, no hourly billing, just fast, simple, and affordable graphic design for all of your needs. As a listener of JumbleThink, they are giving you 15% off your first month. All you have to do, head on over to Penji, PENJI.co, use that code JUMBLE, and you'll get 15% off your first month. We love Penji and have been using them even for some of our own work around idea camps, graphic design that we've been super happy with, including logos, flyers, and a bunch more. So we love them. We think you're going to, too. So head on over to penji.co and use that code JUMBLE to get 15% off your first month. Now let's jump back into today's conversation all about things you need to remember in chasing your dreams and ideas. We are back and continuing this conversation all about chasing those big ideas and dreams and what you need to remember when you're chasing those dreams and idea to really get back to the core place of what matters in your journey of chasing big ideas and dreams. That leads us to item number 6 on the things we need to remember when we're chasing those big ideas and dreams. We're going to get into some real practical things here, things that it's so easy to forget, and they're simple things that we overlook them so often. The first one out of this little group of tips is we got to get sleep. I know it sounds silly, but I struggle with this. I am so enthralled with my dreams and ideas and the things I've got to do and the projects I've got to work on for clients and all the things that we have going on. That's easy for me to go, okay, now I'm going to sit down and relax with our family and watch TV shows, and then I'm up really late, and in that mix, forget that I need sleep. And it really does matter. Sleep is so, so significant in the journey of chasing big ideas and dreams. If you aren't sleeping enough, guess what? Your dreams and ideas are going to be slowed down by that. You will have trouble reaching them. And mentally and emotionally, you're just not going to be at a good place. To make this a little bit more real for you, I'm going to give you some super real stats. This comes from Sleep Advisor. The average hours of sleep has changed dramatically since the 1940s and 50s. So back in 1942, average American had 7.9 hours on average per night of sleep compared to 6.8 hours in 2013. That's a 13% decrease. Now, you could say that news is really, really dark and bad, and to an extent, it does sound bad, but the truth of the matter is that it's not as bad as you think. Why do I say that? Okay, I say that because if you look statistically back just a few years ago, you look back to 2001, the average American was only getting 6.7 hours of sleep in 2001. So we are getting more sleep, and this conversation around sleep is one we're hearing more and more about. Now, if you want me to really personify why this is significant for you from a business standpoint or a dream standpoint, let's put it this way. The lack of sleep costs the United States over $411 billion, with a B, dollars annually, according to Forbes magazine. If you aren't getting enough sleep, you are costing yourself and your business money. You are lowering the amount of revenue that you will make. So that is pretty, pretty crazy. Now, if you want to get really crazy, you ready for this? 37.9% of people reported unintentionally falling asleep during the day at work in the last 30 days. That means over a third of the American population has fallen asleep when they should have been working. If you aren't getting enough sleep, you're not going to be able to think clearly. It will have health effects on your weight. It will have impacts on your eating patterns. And when you don't sleep, you're not going to have the clarity of mind to think about the things that you need to so that you can dream big and make those dreams happen. I could go on and on and on, but I'm not going to. I'm going to simply say this. You need to remember to get sleep to make your dreams and ideas a reality. You will probably forget about it because you will always have one more thing you have to do. The additional email you can fit in. Don't do it. Don't buy into the lie. You need to stop and shut down. Your body needs to reboot. There's even some science coming out right now that when you sleep, it reboots your mind and helps rebuild pathways between different parts of your body. I mean, this is pretty significant science that's coming out that's saying sleep is significant. And when you chase those dreams and ideas, there are many people, including myself, who forget sleep. And in doing that, you become less productive, you become less healthy, you become less happy. And there are many side effects. So in chasing dreams and ideas, remember, get your sleep. That leads us to item number 7 in this journey of things to remember when chasing big ideas and dreams. This one goes along with sleep, eat, and eat healthy. Again, I wish I could say I'm a rock star at this. I am not. I'm probably the worst person to give you suggestions on this, but you need to eat well. You need to take time to make sure you are having the right things to eat and drink. That means probably doing less sodas. For some of you, it might mean drinking less alcohol. For others, it means eating more of those vegetables or fruits. You need to eat well. And when you're chasing dreams and ideas and you're so busy, you'll skip meals. Not only will you skip meals, but then you'll grab meals that are convenient, and convenient food is often not healthy food. Unhealthy food doesn't help you at all. And so being well-fed and eating the right things gives you a foundation to really having the energy with sleep to pursue those dreams and ideas, to be filled to the brim with energy to attack the day with clarity, with excitement, with the just toolkit of good nutrition. So you need to step back. You need to look at that and say, you know what? Maybe I'm not eating as well. And you might look at a diet, but I wouldn't even recommend a diet. I would look at saying, how can I start building patterns of healthy eating? And when you mess up, you just pick up and start over again the next meal and you continue on. I know when I get sleep, when I eat well, when I exercise, which isn't on this list but should be, it brings me back to a place of really feeling like I can conquer anything. I can conquer the dreams and ideas I have and get to the pinnacle of seeing those happen. Number 8 on things that matter in chasing dreams and ideas, things that you need to remember and not forget, is number 8, have fun. Every person I know who has dreams and ideas, who have big ideas that want to see things that impact and change their lives and their families' lives and the people around them and the world around them, they get to a moment where it becomes the dredge. And the dredge will happen. The darkness will come in. Times will get difficult. But you need to remember to step back and have fun. Sometimes that means making the dream and idea fun again, remembering why you enjoyed it so much, remembering what got you into it, and we talked about that already, but sometimes it means stopping what you're doing, cutting away, and going and doing something fun. It's a great way to overcome blocks, whether it's writing block or design block or idea block, getting to a place of just recharging through doing something fun helps a lot. I told this story before, but we had team members on our team who had hit block in their job, and they'd be like, I just got to keep pushing through. And I'd be like, no, take a break. Keep it on the clock. You know, it's fine. Go for a walk. Take the next 10 minutes and play a video game. Whatever it is to clear out and just kind of reset your thinking, you have to remember to make it fun and have fun. And in the journey of chasing dreams and ideas, often we get into the nano details, the minutiae of the moment that we forget that this is supposed to be fun. And chasing dreams and ideas, especially ones that aren't vocational, are fun. If your dream is to go create that bucket list moment and it's not fun, either you're doing it wrong or it's not really a dream you should have. If you have a job that you're creating, an entrepreneurial endeavor, and it's the dream that you've always had and it's not fun, if it was fun, then you've lost something along the way. So step back, reassess, reevaluate, and step into the fullness of the dream and idea. Make it fun again. Make it a reset method to help recharge you. So you have to remember to make moments of fun. Now, this can apply across the board. You can say, you know what? I'm going to take a break and take today off, and I'm going to go spend the day with my family. And we're going to go to an amusement park or go see a movie or go to the beach or go for a hike or go to the playground and have fun with them. Or maybe it's getting the buddies together and you go, hey, let's go play, pick up a game of basketball or volleyball. Or maybe let's go out and race go-karts or go shopping or whatever it is for you that recharges you. And remembering that tip earlier on about remembering the people that matter in your life will help you, because they can be very much an inspiration for having fun again. Remember why you started out doing it. We talked about that tip. All these play into having fun. And get back to that place of the initial, like, excitement moment where you're just like all in, saying, I can do this. This dream matters. My idea can be achieved. And then get fired back up to take those steps to get back into the place of making those dreams and ideas a reality. So that tip again is simply have fun. Tip number 8, have fun. That leads us to tip number 9 on things you need to remember when you're chasing those big ideas and dreams. Remember that you're in this for the long haul. It is easy to be in the dream and idea and you're ready to just throw the towel in, and you have to remember you're in this for the long haul. If I would have given up when I wanted to give up in year one of this show, we wouldn't have some of the cool stories of amazing things happening that are happening today. So you have to reevaluate. You have to choose to be in this for the long haul, and you have to get to a place where you're like, you know what? We're in this for the long haul. I'm committed to this. I'm going to remember that I'm here. And I'm doing this for 3 years, for 5 years. I'm in this. I'm committed. And then you can reevaluate at that marker of time. You can say, we're 3 years in. Should we keep going? You could be like, yeah. You could be like, no. You could be year 4 in, and you could be like, I said, I'm going to give up in year 4. And you just got to push through to year 5. And all of a sudden, you see that breakthrough of success, of whatever success looks like in the dream and idea you have. So you have to remember to be committed for the long haul. Many people give up because they're looking for instantaneous success. You need to remember success does not always come quickly. It is not immediate. It doesn't always have to happen in a garage. All of these myths about the startup unicorns that somebody just goes, hey, I have an idea, and a month later, they're a billionaire. It's just not true the majority of the time. And even in those times that it is true, there's probably a long history of cultivating that dream and idea before they ever even went to market. So don't believe the lie. You need to remember to be committed for the long haul. This is where you will see the breakthrough. So reevaluate, step back, and get back into a place where you're committed to the dream and idea you have. That leads us to our final thing to remember. I wish I could tell you that these were the only 10 things you had to remember. That would be silliness, and I don't want to give you silliness. These are only 10 things you need to remember for today, in this conversation. You may have things that are vastly different than this list. So while I'm giving you 10, that doesn't mean that these are the only 10. So my item number 10 for you today, things are going to be okay. You have to remember things are going to be okay. I had a teacher in college that said this, remember, this too shall pass. And they said, you want to remember that when things are bad, but you have to remember that when things are good too. But no matter where you're at in this journey of chasing ideas and dreams, things are going to be okay. When things are bad, this will pass. Keep going, keep pushing in, keep adapting, keep rethinking, keep dreaming. It's going to be okay. And when things are great, remember, this will pass and it will be okay. You have to have that perspective that no matter where you are in the journey of life, it is okay. When things are falling apart, it's okay. When things are coming together and perfected, it's okay. No matter where you're at in this journey, it's okay. Often when we're chasing big ideas and dreams, we shut down because we don't feel like it's okay to be where we're at. And this can be really, really frustrating. So for you, remember, it's okay. No matter where you are in this journey, you need to remember that. It gives you a perspective for the longevity that gets you to the dreams and ideas you have. It's going to be okay. Remember that in all seasons of your life, across the dreams and ideas you have, into your personal life, into your work life, into your hobbies, it's going to be okay. I want to encourage you today. Some people are listening and you may be thinking, everything's not okay. Everything's not working out. Everything is falling apart. I've been there. I've been there more often than I wish I would have been there. And yet things are always okay. That when I step back, one season that is hard could lead to a season of breakthrough. And without that season of hardship, I couldn't get to the breakthrough. It's gonna be okay. So be encouraged today. Wherever you are on your journey of life, it's okay. If things haven't gone perfectly, it's okay. If things have gone well and people are jealous of you and they're mad at you, it's okay. No matter where you are on this journey, it's okay. And that seems like such a simple thing to say. But we overlook it and we say, oh, it's okay for them, but it's not okay for me. I'm going to say it again. It's okay. No matter where you are in the journey, it's okay. So that's our 10. Just going to kind of remind you what those 10 things were. Number one, remember the people around you. Number two, remember why you're doing this. Number three, remember who you are. Number four, remember what you stand for. Number five, remember faith. Number six, remember to sleep. Number seven, remember to eat well. Number eight, remember to have fun. Number nine, remember that you're in this for the long haul. And number 10, remember, it's gonna be okay. It's okay. So that's our list of 10 today. 10 things you need to remember. I'm gonna take a break right here. And when we come back, we're gonna wrap up today's show. Want to know what my key to my success in entrepreneurship has been? It's always been the network around me. From the largest contracts that our web agency landed to the continued growth of our podcast audience, our success can all be traced back to one key thing: community. The community around you will play a massive part to the level in which you can reach. Now, I'm not saying it's the only key, but for me, it's been one of the biggest keys to unlock the breakthrough in business. Now, why am I telling you this? Because if you have a big idea, if you have a dream, you need people just like you around you to help you be encouraged on the journey of chasing dreams and ideas, to give you insights that they've learned along their journey. I would love to have you be a part of our tribe, our community. And the best way to do that is to join the conversation on social media channels. Head on over to jumblethink.com to find links to our Facebook, our LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter pages. So let's be friends and let's do this journey of chasing big ideas and dreams together. Want to know another secret? In the next few weeks, we're launching our online community and a new Facebook group to continue the conversation of these episodes and the journey of chasing ideas and dreams even further. What's even better is that it's completely free. So let's connect, dream big together, and change the world around us. Head on over, jumblethink.com, and let's connect. Well, now it's time to jump back into the conversation and continue chatting about what to remember when chasing your big ideas and dreams.
Reposez votre bras et attendez. Restez calme pendant un moment.
We are back to have some final thoughts on today's show, all about things you need to remember when chasing those big ideas and dreams. Now, I want to step back and say it's often easy to say, hey, they have a big idea and dream. Hey, they're doing incredible things. These tips really don't apply to me because the things I do, they don't really matter. Well, whether you're chasing a big idea or a small idea, it's very personal to you, and it's important, and it's something that you should be doing. And these tips will help you on that journey. They will help you reevaluate what is and isn't working. They will help keep you refreshed and fired up for the future. So I don't want you to count yourself out in today's conversation if you go, my dreams just aren't big enough. Because small dreams lead to bigger dreams lead to world-changing dreams. I know some of you are saying, but my dreams are never going to be world-changing. I guarantee that your dreams are more world-changing than you could ever imagine. They impact your friends. They impact your family. They impact your coworkers. They impact everyone that's around you. Your dream might not directly change the world on poverty or hunger, but maybe your dreams, when seen by someone else, when they see your journey of creating those dreams and ideas, inspires them to chase their dreams and ideas. I guess one of the biggest takeaways I want to make sure you get out of today's show is very simple. It is easy to get lost in your dreams and ideas and forget what matters, to lose the compass that guides you into the future you're creating. What's worse than having a dream, seeing it accomplished, and then looking around and saying, I've lost so much in this journey. Maybe you lost friends and family members. Maybe you lost your ethics. Maybe you lost your ability to really help the people around you because you're so focused on yourself. Now, that doesn't always happen. But by remembering things along the way that you need to keep at the forefront of your mind, you're going to set yourself up for success. You're going to set yourself up to really impact and create the dreams that you see. Today, I want you to take a moment, and we're going to go back to the beginning here. I asked you to think about that one dream, that one idea that you have that's right at the tip of your mind, whether it's small or big. I want you to think about, what would your life be like if you could accomplish that? Now, you might be saying, Mike, but I'm afraid. I don't have the resources I need. I don't know what people will think about me if I chase these dreams and ideas. Let's put that to the side right now. And let's say, what if all of those things were taken care of? All right, cool. I want you to think about the dreams and ideas that you have. Maybe you are early in that journey and you're just taking that first step. Or maybe you're long in the journey and you've been on the pursuit for years, for decades. No matter where you're at, I want you to take and pause for a moment. Think about that dream. Think about that idea. Think about how it's changed your life up to today. Think about how it could change your life in the future. Now I want you to just take that moment in. Once you're done taking that moment in, I want you to then think a little bit differently. What is it that you need to remember today on the journey of chasing your dreams and ideas? Maybe it has to do with the people around you and your friends and family. Maybe you need to stop and and put the pursuit of those dreams and ideas on pause for a day or a week and reconnect with the people around you. Or maybe for you, you've been in this dream, you've been chasing the idea for so long that you forget who you are and that you're so wrapped up in making your identity what you do that you forget who you are. For you, maybe that journey is that you've forgotten why you're doing this and why your dream and idea matters. It could be that you've lost a little bit of yourself and you're no longer standing for something. You're standing against something, or you've lost your ethics in that. It could be that you've lost your faith, that you've lost your connection to the thing that binds you to the truth of what you're created to do. It could be that you've lost sleep, or you haven't eaten well, you've not exercised well. Maybe it's that you aren't having fun. It could be that you've only been in this journey for a couple weeks and you've forgotten that this is for the long haul. Or things aren't going well and you've forgotten that things are going to be okay. I want you to take a moment right now and think about those things that I've shared today, the things that matter, the things that you need to remember. Maybe pick one or two of those things from the list and say, I've dropped the ball. Things aren't going as well as I want, and I've forgotten these things. And today, you have a choice. You have a choice to say, you know what? My dreams and ideas matter, but if there's no one to enjoy it with me, that's going to be sad. Or you could be going through the hardest time of your life and you could be going, I'm ready to give up. And you say, no, you know what? I'm in it for the long haul. No matter where you are in this journey of chasing those dreams and ideas, there is something you need to remember, something that you've lost sight of, something that you've forgotten, that you've given up on, that you've sold out to, something that has gotten in the way of seeing those dreams and ideas become a reality. And when you get lost in that moment, the compass forward is forgotten. And you get stuck. And so maybe you feel a little stuck today. So take some time and think about that list. Maybe one of them jumped out and you're just like, that's me. What are you going to do to change it? Maybe there's a couple of them and you're going, that's me, and that's me, and that's me. What are you going to do to change that? The reality is today is the best day to make a pivot. It's the best day to make a shift. It's the best day to make a change so that you set yourself up for success. And by remembering what matters, you're going to get back to a place of finding health and hope and a future that is enhanced by the dreams and ideas you have. Your dreams and ideas are so valuable. They matter. But if you lose yourself, if you lose what matters in the mix of chasing dreams and ideas, your dreams and ideas no longer matter. You've lost them. Now, I'm not saying dreams and ideas don't pivot. They don't change. They don't evolve. They very much do. And you don't have to hold on to the initial idea. But what I'm talking about is the bigger picture around you, about what really matters. Earlier on, I told a story about that guy or that woman who's on their deathbed. And they're asked by their friends and family, what matters? For you today, what will that story be? There is a movie I love, partially because it happens in New York City, partially because it's one of those dreaded romantic comedies, and partially because it's just so stinking well written. It's called Serendipity. And at the end of the movie, there's this scene in which the friend of the leading actor says this: you know, the Greeks didn't write obituaries. They only asked one question after a man died. Did he have passion? And he goes on to write the obituary for this guy and what he had, what he lost, and the fact that he was driving towards destiny. I want you to think about your moment on that deathbed. What would be the story you want to be told? And is your dream, has it gotten out of hand? Is it stealing from the things that you want that story to be? Fortunately for you, you have a lot of years to write your story yet. for most of you. Some of you, it might be only a few days. Who knows? But today you have the choice to rewrite that story. And that's what today's episode's really about, that in the journey of chasing big ideas and dreams, beautiful big ideas and dreams, amazing things, we often forget the things that matter. And today I want you to remember. I want you to re-see what matters, to refocus the journey and to realign to the values that started you on this journey. Now, I'm not saying give up on your dreams, but what I am saying, what is significant for today's show is that your dreams and ideas should not steal from your life, that they should be things that enhance your life and that you need to remember and guard against the trap of dreams and ideas, and really set your dreams and ideas to be a success story, a story of beauty and amazing things, of the things you can create, for you stepping into the purpose that you're created to live, to fulfill the destiny of your life. Today, you get to choose. What will you do for the future? How will your dreams and ideas impact your life? And will you hold on to the things that matter to you? Will you remember to take the steps that matter to you? I hope you do, because not only do I believe you're created for amazing things, but I believe that your life is more than just one dream, one idea, that you are encompassed by being a whole person, by having a life, having fun, having a journey that impacts and embraces the people around you. And so today, I hope that's encouraged you. I hope you've seen the potential of what your dreams and ideas can do for you, that you can see how you can get to the future you want to create. Your dreams and ideas matter, but you're more than just one dream or idea. You are called for greatness. So today, step into that journey. Step into the fullness of what you could create. Now, I would love to hear from you. What do you think of today's show? How has it impacted you? What is your big takeaway, and what is the thing you need to remember? Or if you hated the episode, let me know what you think about that too, because I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, and your insights on to the world of dreams and ideas and what you need to remember and what matters to you. How can you do that? Head on over to your favorite social media channel, drop a comment on this episode, or drop me an email. Hello@jumblethink.com. I'll get to see that, and we might even share it on a future episode. So there you go. We'd love to hear from you and how today's show's impacted you. There is a lot going on at JumbleThink. We are super excited about the future. Season 4 is coming soon. And with Season 4, we have some big changes. You're not going to want to miss that. And the best way to not miss it is to head on over to where you listen to podcasts and subscribe to our show. Simply search for JumbleThink and click that subscribe button. While you're there, leave us a rating and review. Let others know what you think of the show and how it's impacted you. Now it's your turn. I believe you were created for something awesome, that the dreams and ideas you have matter, and that the world needs dreamers. The world needs idea makers to take those things that they were created to do, to step into the fullness of them, to dream big, and to change the world around them. So now it's your turn. Dream big and change the world around you.
Vous verrez comment un simple disque peut aller plus loin que vous ne l'auriez imaginé. Mettez-vous dans une tenue légère. Ôtez tout ce qui peut vous gêner ou tirer votre attention. Cherchez la meilleure position, les bras et les jambes légèrement espacés. Étirez-vous doucement, mais complètement. En avant, en arrière, sur les côtés. Vous êtes une autre personne. Les mères de famille, les enfants peuvent également prendre un moment revitalisant. Dans quelques mois, lorsque vous aurez bien saisi la technique et que vous serez maître de votre corps, vous pourrez vous décontracter même en travaillant.